hits after all these years. Diana Ross and the Supreme. From 1964 originally, and a song called Baby Love. We got a competition coming up a little bit later on in the program for you. Going to test your knowledge of things and people, and win yourself a prize even. You never know. 19 minutes before 4 right now with the Bar K's and Sex-O-Matic. Of the Bar Case and Sex-O-Matic. News coming up at 4 o'clock. Find out what's happening all around the world. And a weather check as well for you. That's in 15 minutes' time. Meanwhile, here's Freddie Mercury. Sounds like another government health warning, this. Love kills.
Give no compensation. Love don't pay no bills. Love don't give no indication. Love just won't stand still. Love kills, drills you through your heart. Oh,
Freddie Mercury, Love Kills, from Metropolis, etc. Never did get around to see that film. Is it out yet? I don't know. Lost track with that completely. Amazing. Never mind. If you're looking for some good country music to tangle with this weekend, there's Country and Western Evening at the Greyhound Inn in Leominster, Friday night, February the 22nd. Tickets only £1 of this food available on the night. And strictly no admission to that, by the way, after 10 p.m. as I get along early. It's Country and Western Evening at the Greyhound Inn in Leominster.
And up here, in the helicopter, we're gazing down on Beach's Bargain Warehouse.
Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Boddenham. And look, dear boy.
What's that, Sir Henry?
Big Grant, he's in the car park. He's waving to us.
He wants to make sure we mention the second-hand furniture, the household goods, toys, menswear, ladies' wear.
Children's wear.
Boots and shoes.
And with spring in mind, compost, seed trays and fertilizers.
All from Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Boddenham. Phone Boddenham 441.
Ah, Ron's holding up a big notice now.
Ooh, what's it say?
It says, who is flying the helicopter?
Well, it's not me. I can't fly.
And I'm a great actor, not a pilot.
Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Boddenham. Open Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 to 4:30.
My name is Bond. No, not that Bond. Investment Bond.
Before you invest your money, consult the experts, Lines and Associates. Explore the possibilities, the advantages, with the professional managers, Lines and Associates, 10 High Street, Ludlow. They have a special offer on investments. So before you invest, call in and see Lines and Associates, who can invest your money wisely in building societies and bonds. And you could see your money grow immediately by as much as 2%. Lines and Associates know how. They're your professional investment advisors. Lines and Associates, 10 High Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4290. Ludlow 4290. Lines and Associates.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
You should go to Bengra's of Leominster.
Why should I go to Bengra's of Leominster?
Because they have the biggest hire fleet in Leominster.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because they have the biggest selection of new and used cars for miles around.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because their petrol sales are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because they have a fast, efficient service department. Bengra's of Leominster, your local Peugeot, Vauxhall, Talbot and Opel dealer at Bargates. Telephone I beg your pardon. Telephone Leinster 2337.
Sunshine Radio.
That's Tracy Ullman. A song called Terry, the her latest one, written by Kirsty McColl, if my memory is functioning correctly on this Monday afternoon, which I think it may well be, possibly. Got a letter in front of me, actually, and I'll just read it out straight to you, because that's the best way of putting it over. 7-year-old Sean Humphrey suffers from a rare eye complaint called retinitis pigmentosa, and the only place that treatment is available for that is in Russia. Now, a fund has been set up at the TSB, Mount Pleasant Road in Shrewsbury, and I'll give you the account number later. It's to raise enough money to send Sean and his mother to Moscow, hopefully to save what little sight he has left. To help swell the fund, there is to be a concert given by Mississippi at the Flying Swan. And that's Hook Gate in Shrewsbury, courtesy of Tony and Liz Vine. It's Sunday next. I think looking at my watch and can't find a calendar when you want one, can you? No, let's see, it's the 18th today, yes, next Sunday, the 24th of February, and it starts at 8:30 p.m. through till 11:30 p.m. All proceeds will be donated to the Sean Humphreys Appeal Fund. Time is of the essence, as treatment will not restore the sight he's already lost, but could save what little sight he has left. And I'm going to say that any publicity we could give would be very much appreciated. Well, I'll remind you again that to help swell the fund, a concert will be given by Mississippi. Well worth going along to see anyway. And that's at the Flying Swan, Hook Gate, Shrewsbury, courtesy of Tony and Liz Vine. Sunday the 24th of February next. That's next Sunday. Starts at 8:30 p.m. and goes through to 11:30 p.m. And all proceeds being donated to Sean Humphrey's Appeal Fund. And on Sunday the 24th, all drinks will be at reduced prices, courtesy of the landlord of the Flying Swan, that's Tony Vine. And Tony doing his bit there to help. The account number for that, I will tell you, at TSB Mount Pleasant Road in Shrewsbury, is account number 27380797-6953. And if you feel like dipping your hand in your pocket and get rid of a bit of a loose change, put it into that account. We hope you will. And if you didn't get the number that time, you can always give me a call here at the studio. I'll tell you the number over the line if you haven't got a pen with you or anything. So our number here, everybody knows, I think, by now, Ludlow 5922. If you'd like to help with that, please do. And stay tuned for more information. We'll do what we can to help as well. Taking us up to news time at 4, Christine McVie. Got a Hold on Me. This is Sunshine Radio, your local neighborhood station. 299 meters and 103.5 VHF FM with the time at 4 o'clock. It's news time.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
The documents on the sinking of the Argentine warship, the General Belgrano, leaked by civil servant Clive Ponting, are to be shown to MPs. Members of the Commons Foreign Affairs Select Committee will be able to see the so-called crown jewels under appropriate security arrangements. Among the documents will be Mr. Ponting's advice to ministers on what information to disclose about the torpedoing of the cruiser. The move has been announced by Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine at the start of the Commons debate on the Belgrano affair.
Most extreme and unfounded allegations have been made about the Prime Minister and about my right honourable friend, the Minister for the Armed Forces. In these quite deplorable circumstances, the government has decided, exceptionally, to reveal the advice given to ministers by officials. I have no option but to quote from the advice Mr. Ponting gave me.
Mr. Heseltine has also told the House that his junior defence minister, John Stanley, was in favour of releasing more information about the sinking, contrary to claims by Mr. Ponting, who's in the Commons listening to the debate. Mrs. Thatcher has agreed to meet TUC General Secretary Norman Willis tomorrow in an attempt to end the pit strike. Mr. Willis wants the meeting, which will be with the Prime Minister's first public intervention in the dispute, because he believes the miners and the coal board are closer than many people think. Farmer Graham Backhouse has been sentenced to life imprisonment for the attempted murder of his wife Margaret and the murder of his neighbour Colin Beedale Taylor. A jury at Bristol Crown Court found him guilty on both charges by a majority of 10-2. Animal rights campaigners say they've scored a major victory against cruelty. Now the Royal College of Surgeons has been fined £250 for its treatment of a laboratory monkey. Bromley magistrates were told how the 10-year-old monkey had collapsed in a cage where the temperature was 90 degrees. Four similar charges were dropped, but Philip Churchwall of the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection says the prosecution is a triumph for animal rights.
Well, it's a complete victory. It's condemned the actual caging system, and the only reason they were found innocent on the four other summonses was because it's the practice in all other laboratories, and it's a technicality of law that they can't be condemned on what other people do. As far as we're concerned, it's a complete victory.
Three men have gone on trial at the Old Bailey, accused of taking part in Britain's biggest ever cash robbery. Nearly £6 million was taken at gunpoint from the City of London headquarters of Security Express on Easter Monday 2 years ago. Tim Crook reports.
Prosecutor Michael Worsley said the gang overpowered the security guards one by one as they came into work. They wore balaclavas to make identification impossible. They poured petrol over the guard who knew the whereabouts of the keys to the vault and threatened to set him alight. Rather than face incineration, he gave them the information. They seized £6 million in banknotes, making it Britain's biggest ever cash robbery. Mr. Worsley alleged the robbers then indulged in the most lavish expenditure. Tim Crook, IRN, The Old Bailey.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
And the sunshine weather check for this afternoon. Dry and sunny, what remains of this afternoon. Temperatures around 2 degrees centigrade, dropping overnight to between minus 8 and minus 11 degrees. Good heavens. It will be a cold, clear night tonight with light easterly winds.
I'm gonna shout about it.
House, a big sound authority. And this house have I with a competition coming up for you shortly. Gonna see just how... It's finished, isn't it? Absolutely. And I'm not ready. It shouldn't have finished yet. What's it doing finishing on me like that? Hectic, isn't it? I know. 10 minutes after 4 o'clock, competition coming up, but first we'll take a break.
Come, Sunshine Shopping in St. Owen Street, Hereford.
Why spend more than you need to? Why pay top price for a piece of carpet when there's terrific reductions in the sale at St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford? Yes, terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants, meaning at least 50% off their normal prices. St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford, where other sale items include carpet tiles, vinyl floor coverings, and all their normal carpet lines. St. Owen's Carpets, try their home selection service with free quotations. Sale now on at St. Owen's Carpets with terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants. St. Owen's Carpets, 20 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 53221.
New and used TVs with full service backup. New and used TVs with full service backup from Kempson's in St. Owen Street, Hereford. Kempson's also sell microwave ovens. And if you're into computers, well, Kempson's stock BBC and Electron, along with a full range of hardware and software. Whether it's TVs or computers or both, call into the specialists. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 273 480. And don't forget, Kempson's are also official stockists of Girl Guide and Scout Wear, with a comprehensive range always in stock. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Hereford 273 480.
Shopping in Hereford? Treat yourself to some home cooking at the City Walls Restaurant in St. Owen Street. Lunches are served 12 till 2, Monday to Saturday. The City Walls Restaurant reckon they offer the best value in town, with cheap snacks to full lunches for around £1.50, and lunches for under sixes, only 95 pence. The City Walls Restaurant, St. Owen Street, open in the evenings too, for dinner between 7 and 11. It's time you treated yourself to a steak at the City Walls Steak Bar and Restaurant, 67 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 267 720. Take a lunchtime break at the City Walls Restaurant, Hereford.
Personal service and quality, that's something you can take for granted at the Children's Outfitter in St. Owen Street, Hereford. For the most comprehensive range of British and continental children's wear from the age of right up to 14 years old, call into the Children's Outfitter, where there's quality school wear always available at competitive prices. The nursery department has prams, pushchairs, cots and high chairs. Come along to the Children's Outfitter, 32 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 279 666. Hereford 279 666.
Andrew Lamport is the new specialist family jewellery and silverware shop at 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Andrew Lamport has a wide range of quality antique and new silverware and jewellery. At Andrew Lamport, the service is personal and friendly, and the resident working silversmiths and jewellers provide an excellent repair and renovation service in Andrew Lampert's own workshops. There's quality diamond rings and gold jewellery, a re-silver plating service on EPNS items. At Andrew Lamport, 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Telephone Hereford 274 961.
Office equipment at special prices. Yes, Townsends of Hereford have office equipment at special prices. Townsends in St. Owen Street have four-drawer filing cabinets at only £82 plus VAT, and that's delivered free within 35 miles. Townsends for Olivetti 110 typewriters at only £450 plus VAT. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277 797 or call in to Townsends at 60 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Townsends for office equipment at special prices. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277 797. Townsends, the office people who care.
Sunshine Radio.
Strawberry Switchblade, and since yesterday, okay, competition time. The phone number is ever 05922 if you want to take part in it and win yourself a prize. Not sure what the prizes are, because I've only just arrived back, so to speak, in the afternoon, so I'm not sure what's happening. But it's a simple little quiz, really. I'm going to give you the answers then instead of the questions. Right, I'm going to give you three names of very famous people, all film stars. And that, to be honest. And I want to know where all three of them were born. They weren't all born in the same place either. So I want to know, these are the three people. I want to know where they were born, right? Bob Hope, Cary Grant, and Charlie Chaplin. And I've just forgot to do a request I should have done about 10 minutes ago. Whoops, sorry. You who rang in earlier, I'll be with you in a minute on that, right? Okay, the competition. Name the birthplaces of Bob Hope, Cary Grant, and Charlie Chaplin. Simple as that. Here's Daryl Hall and John Oates. You can give me a call at low 5922. Someone there to take it for you. Prize to the first one in with all three correct. Simple, isn't it? And John Oates says so. Had a few callers. Thanks to Richard from Kington calling in. He's the closest so far. He named all the cities and towns. We want to know the area as well, sort of thing. It's no good just saying a big city. Preferably, we'd like somebody who can tell us the more or less exact places where these people were born. Bob Hope, Cary Grant and Charlie Chaplin. Two of them were born in the same general area, but we want to know the districts, if possible, because it's quite famous, and they're quite famous, and we are giving something away for this, but see who does get the first in with the closest. That is the way it'll be today. Right, that request was on about a moment ago. I've got to play Brian Adams for Debbie and Andrew and Sheila and Simon.
Oh, but
Well, we're getting somewhere. Muriel's closest to the mark at the moment on the competition, telling us who's done what soon and that. And we're trying to get... I've lost my piece of paper now, that's better. What we're trying to do, see, is the competition is generally name the birthplaces of Bob Hope, Cary Grant and Charlie Chamberlain. Now, we don't just want the general area, we want the actual place they were born. Not the street, but the area as well, you see. Now, Muriel is top so far. She got Bob Hope right and Cary Grant right, but was pretty general about Charles Chaplin. So if anybody can beat her, do ring in and let us know. 05922, you'll win yourself a prize if you can tell us more or less exactly where those three personalities were born. Bob Hope, Cary Grant and Charlie Chaplin. And you don't know the sort of people I got to work with here. I just turned around, you see, looking for inspiration, and I said, what was the band that superseded the Jam? And the answer that came back? Marmalade. I ask you, you know. You don't know what I've got to put up with here. It's incredible.